From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Industry Ministry explores cooperation in providing industrial 4.0 human resources. Indonesian Transportation Minister calls to anticipate several factors during return flow. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Industrial Human Resources Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry is exploring global cooperation in providing Industrial 4.0 human resources on the sidelines of Indonesia's participation at the 2023 Hannover Messe. As reported by Antara State News Agency on Monday, the cooperation was discussed by the agency's head, Mas Rohan, with the Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to France, Andorra, and Monaco, Muhammad Omar, during a meeting held on the sidelines of the 2023 Hannover Messe regarding global cooperation in the development of industrial human resources development programs. Mas Rohan further said his agency, through a vocational education and training unit specializing in the industrial sector, is ready to cooperate globally. Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi, through a statement on Monday, drew attention to several factors that the people should anticipate during the 2023 Idul Fitri return flow period. The first factor is that the people should always monitor the development of information from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, or BMKG, and watch out for extreme weather that occurs in several waters. As reported by Antara State News Agency, according to Minister Budi Karya Sumadi during the coordination meeting on Monday, from the agency's data, in the west beach of Sumatra and south beach of Java, waves reach heights of about 2.5 meters that should be watched out for. Next, we have Soekarno-Hatta or Suta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten, reported about 65,000 passengers arriving during the return flow of the Idul Fitri homecoming on Monday. As reported by Antara State News Agency, according to Senior Manager of Branch Communication and Legal at Soekarno-Hatta Airport, M. Holik Muardi, the flight plan for April 24 showed that data was updated until 9:30 p.m. local time, with a total of about 65,000 passengers arriving. In addition, he stated that around 64,000 passengers would depart from the airport, bringing the total number of passengers at Suta Airport on Monday to about 130,000. The last national news comes from the coach of the Indonesian under-22 national soccer team, Indra Syafri, who has increased tactical training for players ahead of the 2023 Southeast Asian or SEA Games in Cambodia. The national team is working on improving the attacking aspect, according to their evaluation, as there are still many problems in finishing the attack at the final one-third of the court. This was explained by Indra Syafri after the team's training session at the Bung Karno B training field on Monday, as reported by Antara State News Agency. His party is also focusing on maintaining the physical condition of the players. He further informed that two national team players, Pratama Arhan and Marcelino Ferdinand, who have also played for foreign clubs, have arrived in Jakarta to prepare for the games. Now we move to the international news. The United Nations has stated that India will overtake China to become the most populous country in the world by the end of this week. As reported by BBC.com, the new data shows that India's population is expected to reach more than 1 billion people by the end of April. A different United Nations body last week predicted that India would overtake China by the middle of this year. The Asian nations have accounted for more than a third of the global population for over 70 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sudan's warring generals had agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire starting Tuesday after 10 days of urban combat killed hundreds, wounded thousands, and sparked a mass exodus of foreigners. As reported by ArabNews.com, previous bids to pause the conflict failed to take hold, but Blinken said, following intense negotiation over the past 48 hours, the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces have agreed to implement a nationwide ceasefire starting at midnight on April 24 to last for 72 hours. Blinken's statement came 2 hours before the truce was to take effect from 10 p.m. GMT on Monday. We end the news with the National Assembly Chairman Wong Din-hui on Monday met with Argentinian President Alberto Angel Fernandez at the Presidential Palace in Buenos Aires. As reported by VOVworld.vn, Mr. Hui said, "The visit aims to strengthen the Vietnamese relations with Argentina in particular and Latin America in general in order to continue promoting the bilateral comprehensive partnership on all channels of party, state, and people-to-people diplomacy." Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The 8th homecoming is about to end soon. Following the end of the joint leave period set by the Indonesian government from April 19th to the 25th, 2023. In other words, on Wednesday or April 26th, offices will start their activities again. The government predicts the peak of return flow after the Eid holiday will be on Monday and Tuesday. To avoid traffic congestion after Eid homecoming, President Joko Widodo appealed to people who have no urgent need to avoid the peak return flow by postponing the schedule to return home after April 26, 2023. This was stated by the president in a video broadcast on the Cabinet Secretary's YouTube channel on Monday. The appeal is intended for the general public, including the state civil apparatus, Indonesian Armed Forces, National Police, state-owned enterprises, and private employees whose respective agencies or companies can make arrangements, such as additional leave or other forms of leave. President Joko Widodo's statement is reasonable. Indonesian Ministry of Transportation predicted that at least 203,000 vehicles per day from the east of the Trans-Java toll road and from the direction of Bandung West Java are expected to pass through the Jakarta-Cikampek toll road. Of course, this is a very large number compared to the normal number of 53,000 vehicles. It is feared that this condition will lead to a buildup of vehicles and, in the end, will cause travelers to stay in the vehicle for too long. This situation will also endanger the travelers, vehicles, and also traffic conditions. Travelers may feel exhausted because they are stuck on the trip for hours. Accumulation of vehicles on the road can also cause the vehicle's engine to heat up and work less optimally. Back about the appeal. In addition to the appeal to delay the return flow after the Eid holiday, the government also prepared a policy to encourage people to postpone their return home in the form of giving a toll road discount of 20% on April 27th until 30th, 2023. And the delay of the return flow is not a new thing implemented by the government. In 2022, they also delayed the return flow. Although the appeal to postpone the return flow may reduce productivity and services, especially public services, the government's anticipatory steps by urging the public to delay the return flow is a wise and appropriate step because it is expected to unravel the long traffic jams after the 2023 Eid holiday.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with the International Delegation Day. International Delegation Day commemorates the first day of the San Francisco Conference on April 25, 1945. The conference, which lasted for 2 months, was attended by 850 delegates from 50 countries. They represent more than 80% of the world's population to establish an organization which will maintain peace and help build a better world. 2 months later, namely June 26, 1945, the delegation signed the Charter of the United Nations to then establish the UN organization. Next, on April 25, 1954, the first silicon solar cell was introduced. Solar cells, which convert sunlight into electric current, were invented more than 100 years ago, although early solar cells were not particularly inefficient. In 1954, Darrell Chapin, Calvin Fuller, and Gerald Pearson, researchers at Bell Laboratories, succeeded in creating the first practical silicon solar cell. Bell Labs announced the discovery on April 25, 1954 in Murray Hill, New Jersey. The first silicon solar cells were about 6% more efficient at converting sunlight energy into electricity. We end today in history with World Malaria Day. World Malaria Day is celebrated every April 25th. This date was chosen to coincide with the signing date of the April 25, 2001 Abuja Declaration by 44 heads of states who are endemic to malaria. The designation as World Malaria Day was agreed at the World Health Assembly on May 23, 2007 in Geneva, which was attended by 192 member countries of the WHO World Health Organization. World Malaria Day is made as a form of campaign for the world in controlling and eradicating the spread of this disease. In Indonesia, the commemoration of World Malaria Day was first held on April 25, 2008.
Yes, sir.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is entitled Hundreds of Indonesian Citizens Successfully Evacuated to Port Sudan. A total of 538 Indonesian citizens were successfully evacuated from war-torn Sudan's capital, Khartoum, to Port Sudan on Monday. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, in a statement received by VOIRI in Jakarta on Monday, said that they arrived at Port Sudan at 1 a.m. in the morning local time. Retno Marsudi explained the evacuated Indonesian citizens consisted of 273 women, 240 men, and 25 toddlers. According to Retno Marsudi, most of them were Indonesian students, migrant workers, employees of the Indo Food Company, and staff of the Indonesian embassy and their families. She said the evacuation to Port Sudan was the first phase, which was led directly by the ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia in Khartoum, using 8 buses and 1 minibus belonging to the Indonesian embassy in Khartoum. She explained that Indonesian citizens needed around 15 hours to travel overland from Khartoum to Port Sudan, which is about 830 kilometers away. Retno Marsudi revealed that there were around 15 checkpoints along the way. She added, before departing for Jeddah by sea, the evacuated Indonesian citizens rested in Port Sudan, and meanwhile, preparations for returning to Indonesia are also continuing. Moreover, Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi conveyed that there were still 289 other Indonesian citizens in Khartoum who would be evacuated in the second stage at the first opportunity, and most of them were students plus 5 company workers. The original plan was for all Indonesian citizens to be evacuated by taking advantage of the current ceasefire. However, due to fuel restrictions, the evacuation cannot be carried out in one stage. Minister Retno Marsudi also appealed to Indonesian citizens who are still in Sudan to immediately report their whereabouts to the Indonesian embassy in Khartoum so that the evacuation can also be carried out in the second stage. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, Radio Republik Indonesia, on behalf of the Indonesian Embassy and myself, I, Dr. Muhammad Heri Saripudin, Ambassador of the Republic of Indonesia to Kenya, Uganda, Somalia, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Permanent Representative to the UNEP and the UN Habitat in Nairobi, would like to wish you a happy Eid Mubarak. As Ramadan has passed, come the day of victory. May Allah the Almighty bless you and your beloved family with health, wealth, and happiness on this auspicious Eid al-Fitr of 1444 Hijr year. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listeners, still in the atmosphere of Eid al-Fitr, every region in Indonesia has its own special Eid al-Fitr dishes. In Bangkalan, Madura, East Java, local people make topa ladeh on Eid al-Fitr. Topa Ladeh consists of two words, namely topa and ladeh. Topa means ketupat. It's made of rice wrapped in woven young coconut leaves. While ladeh consists of beef offal or chicken, long beans which are cut into pieces and tied with janur string or banana fronds and young papaya. The making of topa ladeh is quite unique. The grated coconut is then roasted until dry, then pounded until smooth, so that it releases the oil. After that, it is mixed into the seasoned broth. This gravy itself contains offal or slices of beef or chicken. In addition to the unique way of cooking, the presentation of this special food is also quite unique. After the ketupat is cut, it is then poured with broth and sprinkled with sliced fried sambal tapas chili paste and corn powder, roasted and finely ground corn, coconut ointment, and fried onions. Sambal goreng tapas itself is made from mashed shrimp with spices. After that, the shrimp is cooked with thick coconut milk. The color of the ladeh sauce is reddish black. It tastes so delicious, savory, and a little bit spicy. Listener, topa ladeh is only served by the people of Bangkalan, Madura, East Java Province, Indonesia when the Idul Fitr holiday arrives, precisely on Lebaran Ketupat, or in Madura language it is called Telasen Topa. Telasen Topa is a hereditary tradition that is held every year and falls precisely on the 7th day of Idul Fitr. For local people, Lebaran Eid festivity feels incomplete if they haven't enjoyed topa ladeh. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berkumandang
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is mengunjungi tempat wisata. Mengunjungi tempat wisata or visiting tourist objects. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Makananku Pedas. Makananku Pedas, which means my food is spicy. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ketut, Dev's travel companion who works as a tour guide in Yogyakarta. Dev tells him about the food he orders using the possessive pronoun. Let's listen to their conversation.
Ini bakso siapa?
Oh, itu bakso pesananku.
After listening to the conversation, following is the vocabulary related to today's material, makananku pedas. Makananku pedas, which means my food is spicy. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Itu, itu, which means that. Bakso, bakso, which means meatball. Pesananku, pesananku, which means my order. Itu bakso pesananku, which means that's my order of meatballs. In the conversation, you heard the phrase itu bakso pesananku, which means that's my order of meatballs. In that sentence, the word pesananku, pesananku, which means my order, is the short form of the first person singular aku, aku, which means I or my. In that sentence, ku, ku, which means my, explains that the order belongs to Dev. To express ownership of something, you can use a noun followed by ku, ku, which means my. For example, pesananku, pesananku, which means my order. Other examples. In addition to the possessive pronoun belonging to the first person singular aku, aku, which means I, and the short form ku, ku, which means my, there is a possessive pronoun for the second person singular, kamu, kamu, which means you, and the short form, mu, mu, which means your. Let's listen to the possessive pronoun for the second person singular, kamu, kamu, which means you. Makanan kamu pedas, makanan kamu pedas, which means your food is spicy, mu, mu, which means your. Minumanmu manis sekali. Minumanmu manis sekali, which means your drink is very sweet. B Beside aku, which means I, there is another singular first person pronoun, saya, saya, which means I. To express belonging to the first person in all situations, both formal and informal, you can use the pronoun saya, saya, which means I. For example, makanan saya pedas. Makanan saya pedas, which means my food is spicy. For your information, spicy here, it means hot spicy. I mean, it's not full of spices, but mostly because of chili. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Ini bakso siapa?
Oh, itu bakso pesananku.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, with the topic mengunjungi tempat wisata. Mengunjungi tempat wisata, or visiting tourist object. And a conversation entitled Makananku Pedas. Makananku Pedas, which means my food is spicy. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Di sini ku bersujud memohon ampunan, ku bertobat. Allah maafkan diriku, ya Allah hapuslah dosaku. Di sini ku bersujud memohon ampunan, ku ingin kembali memujamu ya Allah, memujamu.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, to celebrate Idul Fitr, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Lagu Lebaran by Ali Akbar featuring Bujang Bedendang, Kamelonte, Novilida, and Taski Acapella. This song was composed by Ali Akbar. The lyrics tell about the excitement of welcoming Eid. The festive atmosphere of welcoming Idul Fitr is felt. People prepare new clothes, special food for the holiday such as ketupat rice cake and rendang or slow-cooked beef simmered with coconut milk and spices, holding various activities such as takbiran or recital of God is great, and firing meriam karbit or karbit cannons made of wooden logs. In the lyrics, it is narrated that on Idul Fitr, people shake hands and say, Minal Aidin Wal Faizin, Mohon maaf lahir batin, which means may we be among those returning to the pure natural state of humans and coming out victorious over ego, lust, and other negative desires through fasting. Forgive me physically and spiritually. Well, listener, here is the song Lagu Lebaran by Ali Akbar featuring Bujang Bedendang, Kamil Onte, Novilida, and the a cappella of Taski. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. sopir berkumandang.
Angela Yola datang.
Hari yang ditunggu
disambut dengan riang.
Laki-laki,
perempuan,
budak kecil,
tua muda,
orang waras sampai orang gila, orang miskin,
orang kaya,
orang kampung,
orang kota.
Suasana haru
sungguh tiada terkira.
Apa yang dimau
di sini semua ada.
Cana botol,
kain sarung,
semuanya
kena bobo.
Dari baru sampai butik lelo, ketupat,
lagi lentang,
lepat lah,
sambal udang,
semuanya sudah disiapkan.
Menyambut lebaran.
Macam-macam ragam
banyak orang lakukan.
Dari dalam rumah
sampai di tepi jalan,
ada takbiran
keliling
sampai nangguk-nangguk
duit.
Ada juga lucul meriam kalbet, mata bengkak,
muka buruk,
semalaman
tak ada tidur.
Direlakan kerana menyambut
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. and we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @VoiIndonesia, email voi@voinews.id.